Welcome to the Idaho Minute Podcast. The Idaho Minute Podcast is a lifestyle-forward podcast on all things Idaho.
Each week, we invite passionate, entertaining, and informative members of our Idaho communities to talk about what drives their lifestyle at work and at play.
You can find this episode and more on our blog at idahominute.com.
Good morning. I'm here with Kim Sitton and Tammy Sims. And we're going to be talking about Tammy's adventures over the next
10 weeks.
Yeah. 10 weeks. We also have Holly Christensen with Premier Home Staging coming in. These wonderful ladies are on Tammy's team, and we're going to let her take it away as to what her goals are for the next 10 weeks.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to introduce you guys now to some of my team members. The first one here is Kim Sitton. Kim and I met at Women's Council, and I was super excited to have her say yes when I asked her to be part of this team.
I'm excited to be here, and I thank you for asking me to be on your team. I think we're going to rock this.
How did you first meet Tammy?
Well, I met Tammy through Women's Council of Realtors. We both served on our... Well, she was on the local board, I think, when we met, and I was already on the state board, or did we meet when we were both local?
Yep, I was secretary for local Boise Metro, and you were, I think you were state.
Okay, so we met through Women's Council, and we just got along, and then when I moved down here from Coeur d'Alene, I landed at Silver Creek, so we had that second connection through Silver Creek, and... I don't know.
Yeah. Next year, she'll be president for the state chapter, and I will be president for the local Boise Metro. So we'll be working together a lot.
Very closely.
Well, listening to you guys laugh and giggle your way through the beginning of this session, I can tell you guys are really, really good friends, and that makes big things happen, right?
Right.
It does.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, it was really good having you here. I know that you have to split.
Yes.
Wait, okay, I have one more question. I'm going to edit this around a little bit. What are you most excited about as far as like which philanthropy, which project that you guys have been taking on? What one's your favorite?
Well, right now, because it's a definite in the works, I'd have to say the Children's Theater. That is just going to really be phenomenal. Getting all those kids in to watch the why, and having the little girl of the year actually be actively involved, and that's her dream, is to be in the theater.
All of this charity is being, like, the money is being raised for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, correct?
Correct.
And you're in the running for the Women of the Year for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Do you get nominated, or do you nominate yourself to be a part of it? How does this all work?
Yeah, it's been around for a lot of years. It's been in Boise 6 years now, and you are nominated by someone on a nomination committee. It's a philanthropic campaign, so it's all about building phenomenal teams and really going out and just coming up with innovative ways to raise funds. It's a competition where nobody loses, I keep telling everybody, but there's a winner. So it's women against women, men against men. Each candidate forms a team, and on May 9th at the final kickoff, the gala, then whoever's raised the most money is crowned Man and Woman of the Year. There's a Boy and Girl of the Year that we're doing this in honor of here, local children. Well, our team set goals to raise $50,000, and that's in a 10-week time period. So there's a lot of ways we're doing this. We've got some really great events coming up. We've got on April 18th, the Treasure Valley Children's Theater has put together a Mary Poppins pop-up concert for us. That's going to be held over in Nampa at CTK Nampa Church, just back behind Jalapenos off of Karcher and Cleveland Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find information about that on their website. We'll also be distributing links and stuff, but it's going to be phenomenal. It's a concert based on the play they're doing this quarter, and instead of doing the play, they're going to be doing all the costumed characters. We'll be singing their songs, and then we'll have a meet and greet afterwards with treats. So it's to see another nonprofit be willing to step up and do this, I mean, they're letting us use their ticketing system. There'll be a donate now button on it for those that can't attend the event. I meet with Autumn from the Children's Theater again tomorrow. And, I mean, the gal that does their intros, she writes all their script for their plays and the intros into those. She's going to help us put together something at the theater to kind of bring everybody on, introduce the team, you know, and talk about the event. So
wow.
Yeah, they're stepping up. Yeah,
that's
big
cool.
time. A lot of the kids are really unable to get out and go to some of the activities because of their battle they're in. So this was something that we thought we could combine with educating the children of the theater. So they have a lot of videos related to students and teaching kids how kids are just like, I think it's called Kids Like Me mm-hmm. with Cancer. And so it's a series of videos. And the theater is going to use those videos to educate the children that are in the play on how their nonprofit is now helping our nonprofit to raise funds. So,
oh my gosh. When did you say that is?
April 18th.
And you can buy tickets.
You can buy tickets online at the Children's Theater's website. And then we'll also be sharing websites out to, I don't have that quite yet. We're still working on setting those up. But each of us on our team will have our own website that we will collect funds on. You can buy tables, you can donate direct, but those tickets will be through the Treasure Valley Children's Theater's website.
Perfect. And I'll put a link to that below here in
Perfect.
The post below
yeah.
here.
Okay.
Yeah. And there are quite a few more pieces that you're working on for like the whole campaign, right? How many total?
Right. We have 13 people on our team.
Okay.
So the big fundraising opportunity is for those people to go out and reach out to their contacts, and that's how it grows. So they can do that by asking for donations directly, sending out emails, sending out letters, contacting businesses for donations for silent auction items, and also maybe challenges. We have Pioneer Title doing a Jean Day for us. We have one of our gals is trying to get a raft trip for a donation for one of our silent auction items. We've got a gal that sings that's doing we're going to be having a group, kind of a meet and greet at a local beer place. We haven't completely put it together yet, mm-hmm. but she was a cancer survivor, and she's a singer. She's going to do free music for us for that event.
Oh, cool.
So it's just everybody bringing their resources together to create events to raise funds.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Kim, what is your favorite part of all of it?
Getting to work for Tammy. Part of my why for doing this is I had a very good friend of mine who had a child, and I was a MOPS mentor for her, and he had blood cancer, and unfortunately he passed. And so I watched what it did to the family, the other children. So it really motivates me to get out there and raise money. So another friend of ours who we used to go to church with, the same church, mm-hmm. is Lau Lovett. And so I am really working hard to try to get him to do something with that, maybe something big.
Yeah.
He'll be in concert the night before we actually open up. On March 1st, he'll be in concert here in Boise on 228.
And he also has a strong connection into the...
We did go to the same church
okay.
with the little boy who did pass. So I'm hoping I can play him that way. We'll see what happens. If not, I might be in trouble for announcing this.
Well, cross your fingers for that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And he'll already be warmed up. It's the day after,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. No, even if it's just a form of a donation or an announcement telling the community what we're doing in order to bring in more donations, that's what my hope is.
Yeah.
But, you know, something important is that every little bit counts. So Kim reached out to me recently and said, hey, my husband and I are members of the Lions Club and Star. Would you be interested in coming over and educating them? So Lauren Olson, the area director for the local LLS campaign or branch, she and I went and attended their Lions Club meeting, and she did a presentation. I had the opportunity to speak a little bit, and it sounds like their organization is going to be making a nice little donation to us. So
yes.
Every little bit helps, and it's surprising. Quite a few of their members told about their experience with a cancer relationship or themselves. So, I mean, it's hard to find somebody nowadays that hasn't been impacted by cancer in
right.
some way. So
Right.
It's
yeah.
really touched, too, and I think one of them, in addition to being an individual donor, will also possibly get involved with LLS now.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really, really cool. Well, I mean, you're so right. Just about everybody you talk to is affected in some way or another by cancer. And at the same time, just about everyone we talk to has, if they can't give themselves, they have resources of people who can make a big difference. And that's the cool part. We can be infectious in a very positive way.
Yeah.
And I see you guys just doing such an incredible job. It gives me chills. And you're so excited and just enthusiastic about making a big difference. And I love it.
So one of the bits of information that was shared at the Lions Club that I hadn't heard yet was Lauren shared that since 1960, which I was born in 63, so you can figure that out. But since 1960s, the survival rate for leukemia was 3% then and is now 90%.
Wow.
So realistically, in my lifetime, definitely my children's lifetime, it should be a curable disease. One of the things that their research is helping with, though, is that there's, especially with children, there's long-term effects caused by the treatments that they live with for the rest of their life. So cognitive issues, health issues, their bodies just can't handle the treatments they use. So really researching treatments that help children without destroying their growing bodies is one of the big focuses.
That's good.
One of the reasons is because the treatments are made for adults and they're actually using adult versions of it on children by just scaling back the dosage, but the children's bodies process things differently, so it's really not truly what they need to be doing. So they're looking for alternatives.
So this kind of treatment wouldn't have as severe of an effect on an adult going through it than it would.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Because the child is still developing.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that. I mean, I do know that, you know, people who go through those treatments, it's really hard on them. And it's not just that, it's not a temporary struggle. It's something that
right.
is going to,
On average, it takes families struggle 2.5 years.
Through
once
the battle.
Once their child has been diagnosed with cancer, it's a 2.5 year treatment.
I didn't know that either. Wow.
So, it's life changing.
Yeah, that's impactful.
Yeah.
One of the other really exciting things they do, because Idaho is a very rural area, a lot of the money that is raised through this is raised so people who are in the rural areas can come to the larger cities where the treatments are, and their homing for their family while they're in those cities is paid for, so they don't have that extra expense, because not only do they have all of these medical expenses, but they have 30 days at a time away from home, which can be very cost prohibitive and just wipe out families.
Yeah. So we're here with Holly Christensen of Premier Staging, Premier Home Staging, make sure I get that right. She joined us just a few minutes ago. Holly, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what made you jump in on Tammy's team?
Yeah, absolutely. So I own a home staging and design business, and connected with Tammy through the Women's Council. I helped kind of do some decorations. Okay.
You're overthinking it. Okay, let's start over. I asked too many questions right from the get-go. We're already warmed up.
Getting my head around all of it.
Okay, Holly, why don't you tell me, so how long have you been in home staging?
I am in my first year of business, just coming up to my 1 year anniversary, actually,
Very
in
cool.
April.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Has it been good?
It's been a fun ride. Yeah, lots of work, lots of...
I mean, now's the time where you're like hashing out all of the little quirks and ironing things out, making sure it's all working well.
Is it
going in a
positive
direction?
It's super exciting. You know, it's February, but it feels like it's the spring market is starting.
Yeah.
So,
gosh,
it's been kind of crazy.
Well, it's raining outside, so it might be spring already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her before and after pictures are phenomenal. She puts a lot of passion into her work. I'll tell you what. I've seen her in action.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Oh, thanks, Tammy.
You're in the right place doing the right thing. That's awesome. So how did you meet Tammy?
So I connected with Tammy through the Women's Council. Helped her actually kind of do some decorations for their gala, and spent some time with her just one-on-one chatting and talking and getting to know who she is and what she's about, and we just had an instant connection. Awesome. So when she reached out to me about the LLC, it was just kind of a no-brainer. I just felt really good about what she was doing and just wanted to get behind it and help her with that and support however I could.
Yeah. Do you have any, personal ties into, like, leukemia, lymphoma?
So I definitely have been affected by different sorts of cancer with family members.
Yeah.
But directly lymphoma and leukemia, no. I have a big heart. So to hear stories of what families go through and to see children that have suffered, it just... How can you not want to get involved with that?
Definitely. Yeah. It's pretty, we were talking about how infectious it is when, even it's either time spent or money spent to help other people do big things. And if you don't have the resources, the time or the money, you know somebody who does.
Absolutely.
And it's so hard to, especially being around this group of women, it's so hard. I mean, it's impossible to not want to give your time and energy, right?
Right.
Yeah,
my team's definitely, we have one guy, Nick Plant with Pillar to Post. He's amazing and always supportive in just about anything I ask him to do. But he had a family member with cancer, so he jumped right in. But other than that, we've got a team full of women that are all, I think all of us are mothers or grandmothers or aunts or something, where it always brings us back to the kids. You know, every time we have a get together, we talk about the kids, and we're just trying to put ourselves in the place of receiving that phone call, from a doctor saying that your child has cancer and the impact it makes immediately on your life and everybody in your life, you know. So amazing, the statistics are every 3 minutes in the United States, somebody's diagnosed with cancer. So in the time we've been sitting here, probably 10 people. You know, so those statistics are scary. And when you think about the curable rates now, we've got to do something about it. So one of the other ways we can raise money is to sell tables at the event. So they're $1,000 per table. That's for 10 people. Mm-hmm. So $100 per person. And Holly is actively out there searching for silent auction items for that gala, because we're allowed to have 10 silent auction items per team. Okay. And that's where a big chunk of the money comes in on the last night. Is a great way for businesses to maybe celebrate some of their top achievers, top producers, is to give them a ticket to the gala or to give it to some of their clients. So that's another option. Any of the team members, you can go to their website and buy a table right there. They do sell out quickly. There's over 550 people typically at these events. So February 28th is the first day that tickets are available. And anybody that's interested in a table might reach out to one of us ahead of time and let us know. But get on our website. Oh, that's not good, because this is coming out after it's already active.
We'll push this February 28th.
So you can get on one of our websites, reach out to either one of us, and we can get you the link to get out there and buy a ticket.
That's fantastic. Okay, so let's list all the ways that people can get involved here and help you out.
Okay, so you can go to one of our websites and just make a flat dollar amount donation. If you're a business and have silent auction items available, gift cards, maybe you have a Airbnb that you're willing to give us for a weekend. I mean, it's really a wide range of items that we can add to silent auction items. You can buy a table for the gala. You can send people to the gala, so maybe you buy a ticket for someone else. You can provide us with, what else?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I've been trying to think a little bit outside of the box as far as not necessarily an item that would go for sale, but maybe an experience.
Yeah.
So right now I'm working with a rafting company to try to put together a package for a weekend getaway, something like that. So even just if it's not something in particular, an item, but an experience, something like that would be really unique. And I think people would be very interested in items like that.
I've currently got a request out to Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. I asked them if they would donate a year's supply.
Ooh.
Because I could see this tower of boxes at the gala with some of their logoed product on it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
And 52 boxes of Go-Go Sweets. So I haven't heard back from him, but they're getting publicity already because I asked.
That's so cool.
How do you have a connection with them?
You know, I have a client that bought his first home through me, and he's worked there for quite a few years. And so I reached out to him, and I just said, hey, do you have a contact for me? This is what I'm thinking. He's like, yeah, I've got a form I need to fill out. Send me all the information. So, it's just asking the question, just reaching out and asking questions, and most people are going to say yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. And even, I think that sometimes people are a little shy in getting involved in an organization like this. But even just help here and there, if it's an hour or it's a couple of hours, anything like that from somebody that we know, all of those hours add up and helps the cause and makes this mission even larger.
Yeah.
Exactly. The theater, after that event, that's going to be about 45 minutes. We'll leave from there and go into the auditorium, and we're going to have an after party. So there's going to be a photographer taking pictures of everybody with the characters. We're going to have a huge dessert table down the middle of the room. So it's going to have, we've got a contact at Nothing Bundt Cakes. We're hoping they'll donate. We've got a custom cookie maker that we're hoping to get donations from. We've got asked out to all these folks. We're just waiting for answers. I just picture candy, containers full of candy, and I'm sure Holly will make it look amazing. But so even that, simple things like that, we're out right now just trying to get donations for the food and the drinks. Just maybe a balloon artist or a clown there's just so many options. It's almost unending the ways people can get involved. Just reaching out to one of us is all it's going to take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, and that made me think of something, a specific ask. If anybody has little girls that are maybe growing up and they're going through toys, tea party items, that sort of thing would be wonderful to have just as much as we can get our hands on.
Trying to just make it a big party afterwards,
Yeah, that's a good call. So tickets are available as of February 28th.
Yep. Yep. Go to currently there's still tickets available, but I do expect it to sell out. Their plays typically sell out at 400 to 500 attendees. So okay. I do think this will be a sold out event. We do have a section reserved for another group I'd like to mention, and it's called Shinecology. It's a group of parents that were impacted by their children having leukemia, and they've started this local organization to help other families as they face this. And so my hope is to reach out to them and give them a reserve section. But get online and buy tickets, $15 a piece. We've got a little bit of a discount there if you buy a family ticket. We're going to be selling raffle tickets at the event for some cool raffle items. And we then we'll also have the big after party where there'll be a donation box where people can just also donate while they're there. If you haven't been to one of their plays, I would highly encourage everybody to. I took my grandkids to Shrek, and it was so much more than I was expecting. I was blown away. It's a production, a musical production. Their plays are great. So right now, this quarter is their Mary Poppins play. So I would suggest anybody that's interested get out there and see if they've got tickets available.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just, want to say thank you to Tammy for trusting me to be a part of this team. And we get together for our meetings and, to collaborate. And it's just like being surrounded by friends. Yeah. And some of these women I have just literally met within the start of this campaign. And I just know that they will be people that will be in my life. So, yeah. So thank you, Tammy, for that opportunity.
Absolutely. It's been a joy getting to know you for sure.
We also have Lori Sims here, who is another member of Tammy Sims' team. Lori, how did you and Tammy meet?
Tammy and I met through Silver Creek. We had seen each other's names on our folders. We've heard about each other. And then finally, we had the great pleasure of meeting, I believe, in January of last year.
Yeah.
Possibly. And we just bonded instantly and have had so much fun working together, collaborating, and she's been a great mentor for me as well.
Yeah, I think we're related. We just don't know it.
Yep.
I'm sure in the ancestry
we'll
find.
Have you guys done your ancestry or your DNA?
I actually have.
You have? Did she show? Well, I guess you would have
it would
to
be
do
her
it,
husband we'd be related to, right? Her
oh,
husband's
right,
anyway.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So.
So what made you want to jump on her team? Did she come out and ask you? Did you hear that she was doing it and jump on with her? Sound
absolutely.
Like friends,
she
so.
Told me about it, I believe, after the meeting you had with Brianne.
Yeah.
And I was very excited, happy to help. First of all, I love fundraising. I've had a passion for that and been in that field for many, many years. And, of course, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is an amazing, amazing cause. And so when she asked me, I just said yes, and I didn't know what we were doing. And I was very excited to find out more and just really honored to help and be in this cause with everybody.
You really picked a good team.
Yeah, I think Lori was one of the very first people that popped into my mind. I was like, who do I know? And I remembered her telling me actually done fundraising for a living, and I knew she had kids. And what really, I sat there when I was nominated that day. Brianne and Lauren were telling me about the organization because I really didn't know a lot about it. And I ended up in tears because they're telling me stories, of course, about the children. So my thoughts immediately went to Lori. She has a couple of adorable boys, and I knew she was into fundraising and just a sweetheart. So I knew I really felt she would say yes. So.
Aww. So I have to ask, are there any ties with leukemia and lymphoma specifically?
Not specifically, more just cancer in general.
Yeah.
My mom has had 3 types of cancer. Many family wow. members on both sides have had cancer. And friends, parents, pretty much anybody you talk to is
yeah.
connected by cancer. And I know, and I'm not sure the stat, maybe you know, Tammy, but I know just this organization, when they're doing their researching, they actually find cures. A lot of cures, not only for blood cancer, but for other cancers.
Yeah, so when you think about the fact that blood is so accessible, tumors, you know, if you have breast cancer, prostate cancer, I mean, they can only do so much research on that tumor, but blood is so accessible that the research is so much easier that it has led to cures for breast cancers and multiple different cancers. So there has been a huge gathering of all the different researches for different types of cancers that have come together, like very little research in the world comes together like it has for cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
And blood cancer is really at the front of it because they're finding cancers for just all types of diseases.
Very cool. So when you, whether or not you have a tie specifically with leukemia or lymphoma, if you make a donation or, you know, help the research in that, you're helping everyone who's been affected with cancer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
and
powerful.
That's, it is. It's. I didn't realize that until we went to some of our trainings. And
the training, and like Holly mentioned earlier, the team building that's happened is just, it's going to affect us for the rest of our lives. I know it will. The mission for LLS is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, myeloma, and improve the quality of life of patients and their families. So what they do is they help with research. They help with access. Holly mentioned earlier, or Kim, I think it was, that mentioned that they bring families from the outskirts in to where the treatment's available for those that are outside of the area, and then advocacy, just the training. So if somebody were to have a group right now that they think would be interested, Lauren and I would love to, Lori, whoever's on available on my team, would love to come out and do some education, because
yeah.
I think that's where we're going to be able to impact the donations, as well as just educating, like we did for the Lions Club in Star. We went and just did a quick education piece for them, and we got a great donation, but we got some great long-term supporters as well for that organization, I think. They, on average, give $11,000 per family that they help to help with either co-pays or housing, some type of help. That's the average
that's huge.
That they do.
That's really huge.
So a good example is the little boy of the year this year, Bruce. He is from Twin Falls, and so they saw some bruising on his legs one night when she was changing his diaper, and she thought, well, that doesn't seem right. The next day he seemed lethargic, so they rushed him to the hospital. He was diagnosed immediately. As far as I know, did not even go back home. They put him in an ambulance and brought him to Boise. And that's been, I think, right around a year. And so on average, like we talked about, 2.5 years that he'll be in treatment. So imagine, his mom was pregnant. His little brother's born now. So he's doing really well, and I'm excited. We get to meet him. We'll get to interact with him some and support him and his family and just spoil him rotten at one of our events, I'm sure. But, you know, so you imagine if dad has to stay in Twin Falls and work because they need money, and now all of a sudden they're in Boise and they're trying to live their lives and take care of their child and a brand-new baby, you know. It's just, I mean, the ways it impacts your life is just
wow.
I just can't comprehend it, you know.
Right, and I remember them saying that basically after they went in the ambulance to Boise, they uprooted their whole life and had to move here.
Yeah.
And just had to completely lift up and shift over here.
Yeah. Wow. So.
Because he couldn't travel back and forth.
Right.
So, you know. So they'll support them in you know, financially and just giving them the guidance and contacts. You know, I mentioned the Shine, I think it's Shinecology group that formed because of the need of somebody being able to help guide families through this. You don't know what you don't know, and you don't know what you need until you need it, right?
It's not something that you prepare for.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And I couldn't even imagine with having two kids is to, you know, one day they're fine and the next day everybody's life is changed.
We talked a little bit about where research has gone from the 60s to now. One of the videos that we got to watch during our training was how they've used the HIV virus, which I remember coming out as well, right? And I mean, that was a death sentence then. Mm-hmm. And now they've actually taken that virus and they've trained it to attack cancer cells, and they are using the HIV virus to cure cancer.
No way.
And I'm sure I'm making that sound very simple, but the video was just, it was amazing. And one of the things I kept thinking through this whole video was these were patients that really had no other options that they're using to do these trials, right? So I kept thinking, okay, that's great. And they've cured cancer in children with this process. But think about being at that point that you have no other option for your child than to let a doctor inject them with HIV to see if it could cure their cancer, you know?
Oh,
I mean, just
gosh.
The thought of that, just, man.
It's mind-boggling.
Wow. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the research. And who comes up with stuff like that, right? So it's been an amazing experience. I just encourage, if people are not involved in any type of nonprofit and they want to get involved in one, this is one that will change your lives forever. And you can really make a difference in the world just
absolutely.
By being on a team.
Absolutely.
That's incredible. Well, big things are happening. I feel it.
So, Silver Creek family, we have 5 Silver Creek agents, one of those being one of the associate brokers. So I just would encourage everybody, just think if every Silver Creek agent only gave $5, I mean, what impact that could make, because there's 1,000, right? 1,500 maybe of us out there now.
Yeah, we're almost at 1,500. So
wow, that's great.
I'm trying to do the math on that. Yeah. We can make a big difference.
Yes.
So Liz is going to put links in the comment here. Reach out. I mean, you can find us.
Yep. There's information below if you want to research more. Definitely read up on what we're working on. And then there's links. I'll link everything that we talked about here below also. So, and I'm going to go try to find some research on battling cancer with HIV. I want to see if I can find an article.
Oh, I've got a great video. I'll give you the link to the video.
Okay, we have the link to the video, and I'm going to put that down there because I know that
it's an amazing video.
To learn more about that.
Yeah,
this is all just incredible. I feel enlightened and I feel inspired. And I actually have been talked into donating for the silent auction myself.
Yes! Yay!
So, once again, I challenge you, if you, you know, whether it is your time, energy, money, if you can donate items, think back, get creative, get, you know, everybody works with a different industry. So see if there's any way that you can donate.
You have a stack of gift cards sitting on your counter from Christmas. Those are a great way to just donate those. We can add those to gift baskets. So if we have a gift basket that's not as exciting as we'd like it to be, we can throw some gift cards in there. That's a great way to contribute, and you don't even feel the impact.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And I know have lenders. Lenders give us gift cards all the time.
I have one lender that's donated $50 for every transaction he does during that time, that 10 weeks. So Dave Cathray with Fairway Mortgage has committed to that.
Lori? Yep. And I have Veronica Tomeo at Premier Mortgage Resources is going to donate $500, a flat fee, which is fantastic.
Wow.
So there's just, think outside the box. It's unlimited.
The opportunities are endless.
There you go.
All around. That's awesome. And you've gotten really creative with the ways that you're coming up with money. And it's fun. It makes it fun. Yeah. And everyone can give, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And it was no problem asking for that gift. They were honored and happy to be a part of it. And it's actually something that my lender does anyways. So why not ask and get them involved?
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are doing such a great job. I'm really excited to see where this all goes. And we're definitely going to recap with Tammy and her team after everything so you can hear about the gala and you can hear about how the theater event went. I'm really excited to hear about that. Definitely buy tickets get in there and buy tickets. If you're interested in attending, it's going to sell out and it's going to sell out fast.
Yeah, just find the Treasure Valley Children's Theater website and right there you can buy tickets. That's the easiest rate.
Well, if nothing else, I challenge the Silver Creek family to share this. If you can't do anything else, I know that you can share it on your social platforms. The Silver Creek agent network is a force, and I think that we can do big things together. And we have an incredible leader in this entire project with Tammy. So help her out, help out our communities and
save lives.
Let's save some lives.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Liz.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Idaho Minute Podcast. Find more on the blog and all our episodes at idahominute.com. I'm Jeff Carpenter.
And I'm Liz Comer. We'll talk more soon.